why am I physically afraid of this water, and why do I need to do all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's stupid. And towards the end, I could just jump in and I was fine, you know? It's the same thing with that fear of going from a fan of entrepreneurship to becoming an actual entrepreneur. Yeah. Nothing's going to actually happen to you. Your thing is either going to work or it's not. You just have to go see it through. You just have to do it now. The worst word that I could use in my vocabulary when I need to make a decision is later, or I'll think about it.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio, or whatever platform you're tuning in on. I have a very special guest on with me today who has an amazing story, and it's been so fun to watch you explode and grow. And excited to welcome you to the show, Lawrence Kim. How you doing?
What's up, guys? Aloha from Hawaii. Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, man. This is going to be awesome. And for those who don't know, Lawrence is actually speaking at Offer Launch. And so you have like one of the coolest stories ever. And I thought it'd be so cool to just kind of share that before the actual event itself. Do you mind just kind of introducing yourself and where you're from and all that? I know you said Hawaii.
So I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii. I just kind of stumbled into this as I stumbled and met Steve one day in 2018, I think, or at the end of 2017. But it's not something that I wanted to do. You know, I was just going to go work and climb the corporate ladder and do the corporate thing and retire with my 401k and just go on being another cog in the wheel. And I was happy. Everything was going great. And I met Steve and stuff started to shift and fall into place. And just a few short years later, I've had lots of ups and downs. And it's been a wild roller coaster ride. I've had to break and reinvent myself so many times and figure out like who I need to become to get to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It's like, I feel like I'm a Pokemon that's constantly evolving. You
know? That's a good analogy. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I think that initial idea that you go out and you birth, right? You create the offer, you launch it, you put it out. Round one is by far the most challenging, especially for all of us. We haven't done it before. There's so many new things you're going through. And you saying like, hey, I didn't necessarily choose this. There's a lot of people I feel like that kind of are in that situation. They're like, I have to be an entrepreneur, and that's okay. And that's great. But could you kind of walk through with that first, like, what was that first attempt?
Well, there was this big bug-eyed guy telling me, yeah, just lean in, just go do this. Just promise you, I'll be there with you every step of the way. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And at that time I was totally a fanboy of like entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like
Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, Russell Brunson, and all these, like, I was just fanning out on social media, living in my phone. And I was totally hyped, right? At that point, I was just a diehard fan of entrepreneurship. And I meet you and you were like, yeah, just lean in. You got to go all in and this and this. And so I did. Mm-hmm. And at that time I was working at a bus company. And so I was like,
that's right.
I don't know what to sell. You can sell anything. All right, cool. I'm going to sell bus tickets, right? So cool. I'm one funnel away. I grabbed the website, grabbed this. How do I use this thing? You know, I was like, kind of like dragging it, dropping. And like, I don't want to pay anybody anything for anything because I don't have any money for, my mind was like, I don't have money for things. I'm just going to figure this out myself. And, after tons of frustrations, I kind of patched together something that works. It was so ugly, but it's something that works. And it worked really well. It worked really, really, really well. And I was selling bus tickets, right?
That's amazing.
And it was kind of a gift and a curse, actually, looking back now, because I had that immediate success and I had thought, oh, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I was feeling myself. I was like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, right? And COVID came and took it all away, like Thanos, right? Like boom, destroyed. And I had to reevaluate myself as a character and go back to the original message of how I met you. What if you lost everything and you had to do it all over again? And I realized, I don't know what to do if I had to do it all over again. So I had to figure it all out. And at that time, for some weird reason, you reached out to me again and we did another interview or something.
Yeah.
And I started really, really leaning in it. And there were some things that I had to do personally to make these changes from becoming not a, just a fan of entrepreneurship, but becoming an actual entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so those are some of the shifts and things and stories that I would like to share for everyone, all of you guys that are going to come to Offer Launch, right? Do not miss out. Come in person if there's any tickets left, but at least join us virtually. I feel like a lot of people could get value, especially if you're just starting out and you're on the fence of like what you need to do. And I have all those stories to share with you and what's come of it. And I'm really excited to share that.
It's going to be awesome, man. I'm really looking forward to having you. So that first initial bus ticket, you know, I love that that's bus tickets. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think people, sometimes you can stay too long in the entrepreneurship phase. What should I sell? You can sell anything with these principles, you know, and people do. But what was it like going out and putting it out for the first time?
It was scary. It was scary. But I for some reason, I had this like delusional confidence that I could make it. I was like, I'm one funnel away. I just got to put it out there. Boom, it'll work. And to my surprise, it did work. I was super afraid. I didn't know how to spend ad money. But I just kept hearing the voice, lean in. Come on, lean in. And so I just kept doing it. And it was every step of the way was scary. There was something that didn't work, but the more I leaned in, the more I found that there were solutions, you know, because the software didn't do what I needed to do. Then I found another guy. Then I found Jamie Smith. Then I found, you know, I found these guys that had the solution for what I needed. And this was something, things that I've learned from you over the time. And I don't even know if you consciously try to teach this stuff, but you've said it in the past, like, oh, just in time learning,
right? Yeah.
Learning just in time instead of learning everything, right? And so, yeah, those are some of the things that I had to fix about how I do things and how I think of things, right? And I've had real life examples, and it's weird. The universe has just brought this whole capitalist pig, Steve Larsen. I have a small Steve inside of my brain, just always. I got this pig by my computer.
Yeah. This one right here, little Bob.
He's right there. He's kicking me all the time. This guy's right here. Yeah, look at that. Right. But it's amazing, man. It's like I've always been able to find something along my journey that Steve has said.
Hmm.
And you may not realize that, but I'll be sharing a lot of that, those bridges in my actual life, you know?
Oh, cool. That's awesome. We're looking forward to having you, man.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Because the game, it's so funny. I literally made fun of mindset once in front of Russell when I first started working there. I was like, mindset has nothing to do with it. And you're obviously not coming to give like a mindset thing, but like, but it's 51%. It's almost all mindset. And it's funny. I remember the first entrepreneurship attempt, you know, that actually worked. I was so focused on the skill set thing. It's like my insides had to catch up growth wise. And so the next round, that's when I had like the mental shifts and all the stuff in the head actually start to change. And it's like this dance between those two things, I feel like.
Some of my things came from actually being in person and leaning in, being at your studio. I met one of your friends, Ben Wilson.
Yeah.
And I great part about being at events is that you meet people that are just like you in that room, right? You can't meet with people that are on virtual screens somewhere. You got to like, you're sitting with them for a couple of days. Like that's magical. That in itself with no presentation is worth the time, if you ask me. But anyway, Ben was trying to help me out with something. And he had told me, okay, we forget about everything. Just every single morning, as soon as you wake up, go, don't touch your hot water, because I'm a hot water shower guy. He said, just turn on the cold water and just go in there and then do that for like a week. And then let's hop on a call next week. I was like, what? All right, cool. I'll go do that. And I had a moment of thinking while I was doing this, like I was, like feeling the water and like doing this. And it hit me right then and there, like about a couple of days in, why am I afraid of this water? I know it's not going to hurt me. Mm. I know that I'm not going to die or nothing bad is going to happen to me. Why am I physically afraid of this water? And why do I need to do all of that stuff? Right.
Yeah.
It's stupid. And towards the end, I could just jump in and I was fine. You know, it's the same thing with that fear of going from a fan of entrepreneurship to becoming an actual entrepreneur. Mm. Yeah. Nothing's going to actually happen to you. Your thing is either going to work or it's not. You just have to go see it through. You just have to do it now. The worst word that I could use in my vocabulary when I need to make a decision is later, or I'll think about it, because that means that I'm not living in that urgency to make stuff happen.
He's pushing it off, trying to find some.
Why would I push off my future? Why would I push off my evolution? Why would I push off my growth? I need to constantly live in what I call my oh shit moment. I need to live in that moment where it's like do or die right now. And I've died lots of times. I've created things that were like, this is the one. This is the one. That's Two Comma Club. This is the one, right? Launch, crickets, right? Yeah. Launch, nothing. Spend so much time building things and booklets and all this stuff and nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because I didn't understand in that version how to get it out. I was like, if I build it, then I can sell it. I'll have something to sell. That's super not how it works. And I've got actual products. I could actually, I was talking to you while I was creating this product. Yeah. Now hiring secrets, you know, when you start following Russell, you name everything secrets, right? And so I made whole booklets. I made whole things and launched to nothing. And then later I reinvent myself, figure things out, how to make the noise, how to actually send it out to the people that actually need it and tease it out there. Now I can sell it for $10,000 per customer. You know, I can sell it out to people. I can use that as my way into some of these businesses that I help in. And if I hadn't taken the time to learn that and fix that about myself, I would just get frustrated, like how I see people in the groups, right? They're like, oh my God, this thing doesn't work. It's a scam and this and this and this. You know, everything, I could literally sell anything now if I just took the time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's fascinating because like what you just said is so key. I feel like people think about a launch being something that is only for people who are brand new or a brand new offer, but it still also solves the attention getting and lead gen problem altogether. Existing companies need to know how to launch also. You know, it's not like a, that doesn't mean you're in a launch business or get stuck in one just because you have the skill set. Every offer needs that. I got the thing. How do I get people to see it? You know, it's such a, yeah, absolutely. Just echoing what you're saying.
Making right there. Constant, like, targeted noise to the right people that keep watching and doing your thing and watching you do your thing until it's time for them to need your thing. And then they'll just come rolling in.
Yeah.
You know? I had to apply all your teaching about internet launching into like normal underground business launching, because I'm still very grassroots and I work with a lot of like businesses that are not online, business decision makers that don't have Instagram or Facebook or things like that, right? 90-something% of all my money comes from people that do not even go on Facebook. Yeah. But it's the principles, those principles, right? Those old dead marketers, like, how did they do it, right? How did they do it? How did they pass out? How did they drop coins to bring crowds to get the movie guys to sign the deal and all that, right? It's the perception of what you're doing.
Yeah. You know?
And I've been able to take all the things that you've been doing and teaching and repackaging it to what I do, you know? And those are some of the stuff that the wins and the losses, things that I want to share, you know?
Cool. Yeah. I'm really excited to have you, man. It's going to be a fun event. I love this event and I'm psyched to have you come share your story. You have an amazing story and just the things that you've done with it. I remember talking to you back in, you know, a while ago, and yeah, you're selling bus tickets. And I'm like, that's really cool. I remember that conversation. And then, you've gone on to do a bunch of stuff. So this will be great to have you. Looking forward to having an offer launch. And is there something anyone should do to prepare for your speech?
I think I'd be a great value to people that are like right on the fence of like, ooh, should I do my thing? I'm still kind of working part-time, trying to make the, like, I've got kids to feed and families that depend on me. I got these things and I've got to ask for permission for stuff like that. And I'm not sure. Those people, I feel like if they really take the time to listen to what I'm there to teach them or show them, is that it's okay. Come, take that step, take that leap of faith. On the other side of this is pretty awesome. You just have to come, you know?
Yeah.
You have to get out of this fan of entrepreneurship and become an entrepreneur. Solve problems. Don't just buy everybody's t-shirts and hats and books and all that. And you know what I mean? Go do something. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, you've been consuming content for 6 months and still not doing anything. You're missing the point. Yeah. Hey, you're awesome, man. Really excited to have you. And for everyone, go to offerlaunch.com, grab your ticket. Lawrence is going to be speaking. We have amazing other speakers as well. This is my 21st event, actually, and excited to have everyone. And come blow minds. We call this, the tagline of the event is marketing in the fewest steps. We're not here to bathe you in too much. We're here to give very fast insights on actionable things. So excited to have you, Lawrence. This is going to be awesome.
Woohoo!